They could use a big rainstorm in Indonesia because the country is on fire, big parts of it anyway. Lots of smoke and haze from wildfires. The effects can be felt over a lot of Southeast Asia. Proof? An estimated 500,000 people in the region have developed respiratory problems since the fires began in July. The haze has also forced schools to shut down and airlines to cancel flights. Indonesian President Joko Widodo was in Washington today for a meeting with President Obama, but after that, he's decided to cut short his U.S. visit so he can fly back to deal with this crisis. And it's a big one, says Nigel Sizer.
It's hard for people to imagine how serious this is.
Sizer is forest director for the World Resources Institute in Washington. He was in Indonesia this summer and is heading back next week.
The air quality levels in central Kalimantan over the last 6 weeks have regularly been at about 10 times what the World Health Organization calls hazardous levels. So this is literally almost off the charts in terms of the air quality. It's like you're staring through thick bonfire smoke day after day. It's been going on now for about 6 weeks. It's an extraordinary situation that's affecting about 43 million people across the country.
What is causing it? How did this all start and why is it so bad this year?
Well, it's not the first time. We've seen this repeatedly, but these are the worst fires that we have seen since 1997, when we saw the last very significant El Nino episode hitting Indonesia. And the El Nino is actually making it a lot drier than usual, so that's leading to an extended dry season. But what you've got here is a history in these areas of poor management of the land. A lot of these areas were grabbed by big palm oil and pulp and paper companies 20, 30 years ago under the Suharto authoritarian regime. Local communities were kicked off of these areas. A lot of the land is peat, deep peat, which is very rich in organic matter and produces a tremendous amount of air pollution when it's burned. These are areas that really should not have been developed to start with. And now with the conflict over this land, lots of smallholders who are occupying these areas, an inability of the government to enforce the law and to properly plan use of these areas, all of these factors coming together has led to this disaster.
Right. And looking into the future, I mean, right now there's human suffering because of these fires and the smoke and the haze, but these fires are also releasing lots of carbon into the atmosphere, right?
That's absolutely right. When we ran the numbers together with some Dutch scientists last week, we were absolutely shocked. We knew the emissions were substantial. What we didn't know is that emissions from Indonesia over the last few weeks have actually surpassed those of the entire Japanese or the entire German economy over the last year. And even more striking is that on several days when the fires are burning intensely, the daily emissions of greenhouse gases from Indonesia actually surpassed those from the entire U.S. economy.
Are
you
kidding?
So that really put
Wow.
it in context for us. It's extraordinary. So this is a environmental catastrophe that's significant on a global scale. As we head into the Paris climate discussions in December, this needs to be higher up on the agenda. But I think most importantly, it's a disaster for, you know, the tens of millions of Indonesians who are having to choke on this air every day, the children, the old people, the asthmatics who are literally dying as we speak due to these air quality problems and the acute issues that they're trying to deal with right now.
Nigel Sizer with the World Resources Institute in Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco. Good to talk with you.